Dave and Fionnuala.
With Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.
It's almost dinner time. Maybe you've already had it. Look at you. The plight and the annoyance of deciding it and cooking it and cleaning up. It's over for today, but it might arise its head tomorrow. Cheryl D, from down in the north. She's just sick of it all.
I don't want to be the dinner decider anymore.
No
I
more.
Hate being the dinner decider. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday morning, and I am sitting here wondering what we are going to have for dinner tonight and tomorrow. I want more out of life than this. It's bad enough that I have to be the dinner maker. Why do I have to be the dinner decider as well? And what do you want for dinner? Some suggestions, some help. I don't know. Whatever.
It makes me grateful that there's only two of us in the household, me and my fiance, deciding. It's such an annoyance.
I cannot fathom that there are people who have to cook every single day because it's more than themselves or one other person in their house.
What do you mean? You
know? I am a batch cooking person. Myself would probably allocate about 2 hours at the weekend, usually on a Sunday, and just get a lot of cooking done because I can't. And now, having said that, I will admit that the little amount of labour that I put into our home life is actually shocking. But I can't imagine having to come home from work and say, I'm going to have to take in now to a full dinner prep every evening.
Fionnuala, you are the 21st century definition of a feminist. I am not going to be cleaning nor cooking in this house. Man, you are going to be chained to the stove and you are going to cook for me. Would that be accurate?
It's not the most far away assessment of the situation, but what is wrong with a bit of batch cooking? Tell me. Just setting aside a bit of time at the weekends.
It's boring. It's so boring, Fionnuala.
But then it's done.
But then you make it and by day three you're like, Jesus, do I have to get stuck into this dinner again?
You have to make about two or three things to get you through the week so that you're not eating the same thing.
But who has the time to stand at the cooker over the weekend to batch cook for the rest of the week? And then when you come into the week, you don't have time either. It's just, it's catch 22.
But if it's all kind of one pot wonder situations, I'm not saying you're making a roast dinner at the weekend, three separate roast dinners to work on for the rest of the week. I'm talking the likes of chicken curries, bit of lasagna, something that will go in one pot and be easy enough to deal with.
Help us out here. What do you do? Is it straightforward? Because I've spent enough time thinking about cooking, spent enough time cooking. I don't want to batch cook either. I am an awkward customer looking for advice.
Dinner decider. Who is it in your house? If it's you, do you want to give up the role?
087-1-102-107. James is appalled.
Batch cooking is crap.
Jesus.
For the love of God, Fionnuala.
Come on now.
Get in and do some fresh cooking every day. Fresh meals are better. None of this frozen crap. If you have a man, he'll appreciate you more cooking him a nice hot meat, fresh meal every evening.
Yeah, get back to the kitchen, says James. Your man coming home from working in the mines and you serving him rice. Come on now.
That man knew what he was getting himself into, and it's too late for him now to escape. We have a situation with Ava, who tells us, do you know what actual torture is? Cooking for five people every single day.
Do I need to get sad music for this?
Possibly, because it is a little bit of a saga for poor Ava. By the way, those five people broken down into two adults and three children.
Okay. I have typed really sad music into YouTube.
One, gluten-free vegetarian.
Oh, Jesus, what a dose.
Three, regular vegetarians.
Oh, God, three, four doses.
And one meat eater. So that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day for four different diets. Tonight, everyone's getting an omelette and chips.
That's good. But I'm not against vegetarians. I just don't want to be associated with them. That is torture.
And you wouldn't be cooking for them either, apparently.
Man has a solution. Dara. The sad music is still on. Dara, your voice note is not sad, but it is mad.
I tell you a very easy solution to not have to cook dinner. Eat out.
Eat out?
You know, that's what I do a lot of the time. I'd very rarely cook at home. Might have a croissant in the morning. I would never, ever, ever cook at home. I get hard work there, right?
it's just so many extremes here. A man eats one croissant in the house a day and he's not seen cooking more. And then you have Ava cooking for a load of vegetarians.
Four different diets to cater for three meals a day. Dara, I really want to know your financial situation, that this is a possibility for you to eat out all the time.
Torturous. Thank God for the frozen meatballs that will be defrosted and eaten this evening.
Dave and Fionnuala
with Tesco.
Weekdays from 3 to 6.